The first study session following Birchos HaTorah is Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yer Hashem Panav Elecha V'chunecha, Yisah Hashem Panav Elecha V'yosem Lecha Shlom. There are three psukim, and it's referred to as a bracha hamishuleshes b'Torah. It's a three-pronged bracha. But the truth is, there are actually six things that Hashem is blessing us with, but it's really three blessings and two parts to each blessing. This is what Rabbi Mordechai Willig writes in the introduction to a Sefer on Mordechai. He says there are really three brachos and there are two parts to each bracha. There's the bracha itself, the blessing itself, followed by protection from potential perils of the blessing. So what's the first bracha? The first bracha is Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. So the first bracha is Yivarecha Hashem. May Hashem bless us. Rashi quotes at Sifri that this refers to monetary success and abundance of wealth. Now, an abundance of wealth can and does inspire gratitude and acts of charity. The more people have, the more they can use their blessings for positive and spiritual ends. However, it's also true that abundance can be used to justify self-importance and can lead to excessive materialism. So we say, V'yishmerecha, may Hashem guard us from the perils of abundance. What's the second bracha? What's the second blessing? Yoer Hashem panav elecha, may Hashem shine His countenance upon us. And the Gemara Megillah tells us that or from Yoer Hashem, Aleph of Reish, that's the or, light is Torah. Many Mefarshim explain this blessing is that Hashem should bestow His divine light, His divine wisdom with us. And that's a wonderful thing. Unless we become so absorbed with Hashem that we neglect others and we sacrifice our Beiram LaChaveru in search for Beiram LaMalko. To this we ask Hashem to protect us from this gift of spirituality by asking Him to bless us with chayin, vichuneka, with grace, so that while we are living a life of spirituality with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will not be at the expense of our Beinam Lachaveiro. And finally, the third bracha, Yisoh Hashem Panav Elecha. As the Abravanel writes, we ask Hashem to watch over us. May He exhibit His divine providence over us. After the first bracha of physical success and the second bracha of spiritual success, we ask Hashem to provide both physical and spiritual success in combination, which seems like a wonderful bracha. But this bracha too has a downside, because at times a person has both material and spiritual blessings simultaneously may feel a sense of competing values, of conflict and tension, which could potentially preclude enjoyment of either of these blessings. Should I be focusing on my spiritual side? But I also have to take care of myself, my business, my family, my learning. What should take priority between these three things, between the physical side and the spiritual side? Therefore, part two of this bracha is V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. We ask God to grant us shalom, to grant us inner peace and tranquility, and the ability to psychologically deal with the inherent tension of both of these blessings. So therefore, Birkas Kohanim not only speaks of receiving a blessing of Hashem, but it also speaks of managing this bracha from Hashem as well.